You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. We are so excited to have you here with us this week. Of course, we're here every week, 3 p.m. Western time, and it's an opportunity for you to hear tips and tricks to landing work you love and nothing less. And usually, every single show, what I do is I cover some very important concepts like I tell you about last week's show and tell you why it was so amazing and why you should go to our website, www.citr.ca, and listen to the podcast of the show. But this week, I'm not going to do that. I also talk about quote of the week. I hear wonderful quotes every week, and I like to share with you the one that I think most relates to what employers want and demand from you at this point in your career. So that's very exciting about that. Also, top question. We also look at the top question I receive all week and a success story. But I'm going to do none of that because this week we have an amazing guest on the show. Let me give you a bit of a preview of what's going to happen on this show. The exciting thing of all is that I had this gentleman come up to me and tell me that there's possibility of having a dream career that starts with your belly. And I said, what are you talking about, your belly? And he said, well, careers to your belly, your stomach. Now, everyone says that the way to get your love is through the belly. You know, what's that expression? The expression says to get someone you love, you got to go through the belly. Well, here's careers through the belly. It's so shocking. He convinced me that, in fact, your diet has a huge impact on how your career is progressing. And if you have the energy and ability to concentrate, to have that focused amount of energy required. Listen, this morning, I just spoke with a VP of investment banking in New York City, top firm. He said one of the biggest problems he sees with individuals coming out of schools and in the upper regions of 5 to 10 years experience is their inability to focus during the interview. And diet has a huge impact on that. So I am so excited to have our guest on here. And I'm about to introduce him right now. His name is Paul Koros. He is the founder and head coach of Eating for Success. And he's in the health and wellness business, and he's helped so many people. We're going to learn a lot about him, and I'll tell you more about him as the show goes on. But first, Paul, you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're in studio here together. And by the way, this is going to be a live show. Now, I usually, when I have a guest on, I don't like to take too many calls, but if we have a chance, we will. So if you're dealing with health issues and it might be impacting your career, give us a call, 604-822-2487. The number is 604-822-2487, and I'll offer you to call in and find out. Paul, today's show is committed to connecting careers with food. Now, it's never been done on this show, and you convinced me that it's important, and we're going to be talking about that. But first, can you give me a brief overview of why you're so damn passionate about health?
Well, it comes from my personal experience. I figured I was completely powerless around food and around my health. And I remember being 32 years old and being overweight in my doctor's office. And he said, you come in here with a blood pressure reading like that one more time, and I'm going to put you on blood pressure medication.
At 32 years
32.
Old?
32. And I'm a scientist by training, an engineer actually. And when he said that, I said, there's something wrong here. It doesn't make sense for a 32-year-old to be on blood pressure medication. So I applied everything that I knew in terms of my scientific training and applied it all to reading nutrition and health and developed a program for myself to lose weight.
Okay, folks out there, I want to just set a pre-qualifier or explain what's going on. Paul's in the business of helping professionals redefine their habits, eating habits. And I'm going to say some big, he's going to be talking more details about this, but redefining their eating habits so that they have optimal success. And today's show is committing that optimal success to your career. And he does this, but today's information is all free. He's come on the air, opportunity for us to drill him with important questions. Now at the end, I will give you some contact details to find out more information. But at this point, it's all you, myself, and Paul, and the listener. 604-822-2487 is the number to call in if you have any questions about the subject. Paul, first question is this. Good one. Actually, second one. Why do you say that what you eat has a huge impact on your career?
Well, a lot of the inspiration for the show comes from listening to your show, Philip, and I get that you stand for people's peak potential. You want people to be fully realized in their potential, and that's what I do too. And I have seen nothing other than food that has had the biggest impact on people's ability to perform in the workplace. Things like speaking clearly, thinking clearly, working faster, being able to listen really clearly to a customer and what it is that they want, and then being able to deliver that that value to the customer. So in terms of eating good food, it is absolutely key. And I actually did a little research before I came on. Can I go ahead with my research here that I looked up here?
Absolutely.
Here's one thing. Johns Hopkins University did a study. Over 7,000 workers they checked. Over a three-year period, 29% of them had a workplace injury, 29%. And this is not just people who do manual labor. This is also, you know, people who twist a knee when they're changing the toner in the photocopier. 29% of the people were injured. But of those 29% that were injured, over 7,000 people, 85% of them were either overweight or obese.
Wow.
Workplace safety, a key issue. And employers are starting to realize this, and they're saying, well, we don't want to have people who are unhealthy because they're going to miss work and we're going to have to face issues regarding to their safety. Now, here's another study done. They said they over 2,000 adults, and they were found that their wage growth rates were 6% lower in a three-year period for heavier workers.
What does that mean, wage growth rate? Age growth rate?
They weren't given raises.
Oh, they weren't given raises.
They were not given raises because they're overweight.
Oh my goodness! Now you're talking the listener's language.
Now the key is it's not so much that we're talking about money or, you know, twisting your knee. This is actually what it is about people's confidence in the workplace. This is about your confidence, and when you're feeling good, when you're feeling strong, when you know you're focused on your work and on your communication with people, then you can have a really powerful impact in the work that you're doing. You can, you know, go after your potential. You can go after the jobs that you love and the things that you really care about because you can let your passion shine through.
Yes. Now here, I like the way the show's going so far because we haven't given any details and I don't want to give any details yet. I want the listener to sit there in their chair saying, oh my gosh, Paul's going to be sharing some amazing details around how actually I could do this. Now, are we going to get, not just yet, but are we going to get to possible details during this show?
Absolutely.
Can we go there? Okay. Cool. So listener, here's the deal. We're talking big picture of how health and your belly can directly relate to your career and your career advancement. And if you stick around, I'm sure you will, it'll be an opportunity for you to find out how you can actually apply these practical tips in your life. And if you have a question, you can give us a call also to find out more details about that. Okay, good. Next. This is a great question. I love this one. This is, it blows my mind. You know, one of the common issues that I hear from people that I work with is that they lack energy at work. I hear this all the time. And their obvious assumption is, I hate my job. Well, interesting enough, you bring a new twist. Oftentimes I hear it, well, maybe in the mid-morning or mid-afternoon. So here's the question. Is there any relationship between energy level and the food you're eating?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the number one. I'll give you want details. Here's the detail. This is the number one secret of the success for the Eating for Success program. Okay. The number one secret, protein in the morning. Even good low fat protein source in the morning. I'm not talking about yogurt and not so much cheese even. I'm talking about something like egg or even a little bit of leftover chicken or fish from the night before. Some solid meat in the morning. Now, a lot of people, you'll hear that and you'll go, oh, I don't like that in the morning. Give it a try a few times. Spice it up. Try some nice spices. It is amazing. And what it does is it evens out your blood sugar throughout the entire day. Okay, that's the number one secret. The second thing, and this applies...
Hold on. Are you going to talk about vegetarians?
No.
Okay,
go ahead.
What can vegetarians eat in the morning to get their protein?
Oh, great question. Vegetarians can eat things like all sorts of beans, lentils, garbanzo beans, all of those good things that they know and that they love.
So you're saying, so let's say you can get actually a chickpea, garbanzo beans, like a chickpea spread in the morning and put on like a pita or something, right?
Perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Carry on, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second key to maintaining energy levels throughout the day, mid-morning and mid-afternoon, always eat only whole grains. So go for whole wheat. And then don't just stick with wheat. Try spelt, kamut, quinoa, all sorts of, you know, rye, great, great breads to have. It's the white breads and the sugary cereals are the things that just are absolutely, destroy energy.
Paul, I got to interrupt you here.
Go for it.
The listener is saying to themselves, I haven't heard of any of these grains. And secondly, I'm busy enough on my career. Why the heck am I going to spend time actually doing this? What's your answer to that?
Well, what's more important to you than your health? If you have no health, then what are you working so hard
for? Let me play what's happening with the audience right now. The audience is out there saying, you know what? I get it that I want more energy, and I get it that I got to eat whole grains and eat protein in the morning. But the question is this. If I'm actually sitting here, and I want to ask you this question in a second here, and the question is, you know, how am I going to summon the motivation to do this? That's my question. You know, they're out there sitting there saying, how am I supposed to gain this type of knowledge? If I'm spending enough time, all this time trying to gain knowledge to build my career, I don't have the time to do this with food. So here's an interesting question. How can you, or how do you motivate people enough to actually change their eating habits, which impacts their careers? What's worked for people you've worked with in the past so that our listener can apply it in their life?
Well, one of the big mistakes that people make, especially, and it's so great being on campus here, when we're in school, you read something once and then you think, oh, I should know this now. And if you get it wrong on the test, you beat yourself up for it. The human brain doesn't work
like that
way.
No. Yeah,
absolutely. And the human brain doesn't work that way. The way our bodies and our brains actually work is in terms of developing habits, which is what you asked about. And this is the key to one of the keys to eating for success is habits, trying things repeatedly. So if you do it once, if you try it twice and it's not working, you know, you try to get up early and make some good food, or you go grocery shopping and you make one or two mistakes, or you order the wrong thing at the restaurant, whatever, that's fine. It's all about a learning process. And every step of the way, you take the next step. Every single thing that you do for your health makes a difference. Every single thing. And the reality is it takes 12 to 17 times, 12 to 17 mistakes, 12 to 17 repetitions of the same habit, the same behavior, before it begins to be something that you're going to be doing automatically for the rest of your life.
Paul, there's this great quote that I just heard that when you go to school, now listen, school's not limited to 22-year-olds we're talking about here. I mean, you go back to school at 32, 42, 52, 62. In fact, I have a 72-year-old friend of mine that he's going back to school. He's going to be going to a broadcasting. He has the most mellifluous voice I've ever heard in my life, and he's decided to go into broadcasting. I'm so excited for him. But here's the question I have for you. So you're talking about developing these habits, right? And it's so important to develop the habits. It's getting started. And so we're about to go to break. Actually, I'm going to leave this question with you during the break. And then when we come back, we'll answer it. And the question is this. Okay, I get it, Paul. I now know that I need to do these things and get into a habit. How do I summon the motivation to start? This is the question I'm going to leave with the audience and with you, Paul. We'll be back in just a moment. You've got 43 seconds listening to this amazing message, public service announcement. And when we're back, I'll be reintroducing Paul Koros, a bit of his background, and we're going to go into that, answering that question. We'll see you in just a moment.
Passengers of Flight 982, this is Capitan Vila, co-pilot 07. Welcome to the Vancouver International Airport. Please do not forget your personal belongings and be sure to check out the Latin American culture in Vancouver.
If you want to see the best spots in Latin America,
you would have to fly almost 7,000 miles to go to Buenos Aires,
2,500 miles to Mexico City,
or 6,500 miles to Santiago.
You can fly to all these places,
but there is an easier way to enjoy Latin American culture in Vancouver.
From September 5th to the 12th, come and see the best of Latin America
at the 5th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. VLAF, bringing Latin American culture to Vancouver. Visit our website, www.vlaff.org.
I got a job.
Hello, you are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. We're joined with our host, Paul Koros, founder and head coach of Eating for Success, a gentleman that in a few short months designed a program which resulted in him losing 40 pounds and he's never gained it back in 4 years. And that's amazing enough. I'm sure the audience out there, you're sitting there saying, well, if I could lose 40 pounds in this amount of short period of time, I would be happy. More specifically, we're saying not only will you lose weight, but you'll also lose weight, which will add an amazing impact on your career, because that's the premise of the show. Before the break, I left Paul with a question, which was, okay, fine. He was telling us about how it's easy. Once you develop good habits in eating, then it's easier for you to eat well while you're taking care of your career. But my question was, how do you actually build or summon the motivation to get started? How do we do it? Tell us.
It's a great question, Philip. It's a great question. And the answer is first of all, what I started saying before, which is health. If the first wealth is health, and that's what makes it key for anything.
Say that again.
Anything you want to do. Your first wealth is health. Okay, so all the money in the world doesn't mean anything if you don't have health. You know, it's great. I go to a lot of health conferences, and people spend their entire lives sacrificing their health to make a whole pile of money, and then they spend all their money when they're in their senior years taking care of their health.
That's actually, I've never heard. That's great.
Yeah. So, why are you working so hard? What is it that you want to achieve in your life? And if it isn't to feel strong and healthy and be able to play with your grandchildren when you're in your 70s or 80s and roll around with them on the floor, that could be one source of motivation. The other angle that you can look at, and I do this in my in the free seminars that I offer, is I say, where have you had success before in your life? Where have you had a huge impact on people's lives? Where have you been successful? So people will say things like, well, you know, I was on a sports team, or I got a degree, or I started my own business, raised the children, whatever. And you want to realize and look at those things where you say you've been successful, and look at the huge gift, the huge impact that you have had on those people that were involved in that success, whether it was the business you created or the services that you offered through your business or the degree that you were able to get and then the jobs that you were able to do after that. I strongly believe that every single person is a gift to this planet. And the idea that you don't have that gift to give is there's some flaw that happens in that, in your thinking there. And so as you develop greater and greater health, you develop greater energy, greater ability to express those gifts that you are unique to bring to the world, and you're able to bring them more powerfully. And so look at that. Look at the impact that you've had previously in your life to people. Look at it honestly. Ask other people's opinion, because you're not qualified to look at it for yourself.
Obviously.
Ask other people, and because you've delivered tremendous value. Every single person out there that's listening to this, and all the people who aren't listening to this, have had a tremendous gift.
Paul, that makes total sense to me. I want to now bring it down to a practical level. You are about to get an interview, and it's mealtime. And often an interview occurs during in an office, and you meet face-to-face. But often the client or the employer will actually invite you to an interview at a place where they're serving a meal. And so all sorts of concerns and anxiety cross your mind. And so having a business meeting during a meal, and you know, you don't know what you want to order. You're afraid of embarrassing your host or eating healthier than them. Interesting, because you don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Do you have any suggestions? What we're talking about here is a diet that's really powerful. How do you have this kind of diet during an interview and while you're eating?
Great question. First things, I don't advocate diets. My program's about not before, about before and after. It's about before and forever. So the program is create a way of eating that's going to last for the rest of your life. And so we create a program where people are able to choose the foods that they like and that they want to eat, and then they incorporate them into their daily routines. In terms of going to an interview or going out with clients or that kind of situation where you're in a meal situation with somebody that you kind of want to impress or you want to make them feel okay, that kind of a world, There's a whole bunch of things you can do. The first thing is that when you go to the restaurant, one of the biggest risks is that you're absolutely famished. I don't know if that ever happens. So you get to the restaurant and I'm just starving. And what do you end up eating? You end up eating bread and butter. And if you're really risky, you end up drinking on an empty stomach, right?
Yes. Yes.
So one thing I always do is I always have fruit with me, and I'll eat fruit on the way to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So I'll eat an apple or something on the way to the restaurant. The second thing is that as the bread gets passed around the table, and and the people around the table, everybody grabs a piece of bread, I grab it as well. And then they're all going to break the bread on their bread and butter. I break the bread as well. They all pass the butter around. They all take a butter. I take the butter. And I may even butter the bread. But I don't eat it.
Wait a minute. No one's ever come and says, Paul, your bread's been sitting there.
Nobody notices. It's so amazing. I defy you. Next time you're in a restaurant, try that out. Nobody notices.
Actually, I've never I don't know if anyone I've been who has ever done that. That's very, very interesting.
I'll bet you they haven't. You haven't seen it.
You haven't even seen it. Now I'm going to start paying attention. I'm going to say, well, why aren't you eating your bread there, big guy?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is because you don't eat the bread because it's obviously it's not a whole grain. Is that what you're saying? It's probably a white flour.
It's probably white flour, and it's in general, it's the last thing that you want to eat. The first thing is you want to get into eating are the vegetables and also eat a low fat protein source. So you want to focus on those two things.
Easier to digest, right? Is that why you want to start with them?
No, it's because it's what your body needs the most to feel satiated. So so the vegetables give you bulk, and then the protein leads immediately to satiation. So now there's being satisfied with the amount of food that you've eaten.
When I eat a bun, though, full of butter, I feel pretty satisfied. But what are you saying?
Well, you feel satisfied only for a short period of time.
Okay, not the long
term. Yeah, so it's a long term. I'm talking about 3 or 4 hours.
I see.
And if the person that you're with orders some food that you think is really unhealthy, like a, you know, a creamy white pasta Alfredo or something like that, you can say, when they order it, you can say, oh, I love that. And then they'll feel totally comfortable. Oh, I love pasta Alfredo.
I like that.
And you just order something else.
And you order something else. You know, my thought that I had in my head was, what the hell are you doing ordering that food, Darian? But no, that's not the approach. Do not take my advice on what I just said. What you're hearing from Paul is you actually can compliment them on ordering their Alfredo if you're feeling uncomfortable about ordering a bunch of vegetables and some protein. But really, wow, I love that. So here's the deal. Never go to an interview that's during a meal when you're hungry.
That's it.
Fruit before going in. If you don't like fruits, I don't know, have something so that you don't just walk in there completely famished. I have sat down. I've tried not to hide. But what I notice with interviews is even if I'm hungry during an interview, I will not eat a lot because I'm concerned about looking just inappropriate. But my energy will tank. And you've got to be so on. And so that's the biggest benefit I hear from you right now, Paul, is that you must keep your level of energy consistent throughout the interview or else you'll drain. You'll die out.
Absolutely. Love it. Absolutely.
Good. Next, I got some great questions here I want to cover. A few minutes going into break. We're going to chance. Maybe we take one call. I'd like to take one call. Here's the deal, audience. Some shows, the calls are flooded. I can't take enough calls. Some shows, I hear a cricket's fart. What's the deal? I want, give us a call. This is an opportunity for, I want a balanced show. Okay. I don't want flooded concepts here. I want a balanced show. So you give us a call, ask us questions around your health, around your career, either subject. We can cover that today. I want one caller. In fact, I'm going to up the ante. I just received a very special gift from someone. And here we have our caller. So just give me a sec. So what we're going to do is I'm going to see what we got here. And we'll take this one sec. Let's see what we got here. Phone one, up here, there. You're on the air?
Hey, I caught the tail end of what you were talking about regarding starting with a low-fat protein, starting with a vegetable. The diet sounds fantastic. Or not the diet as such, but the method of eating sounds really interesting.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about it? Is there a book I can read? What have you got out there?
Well, first of all, have you ever? Is that the way you eat now?
It's close to it.
Okay.
It's close to it.
So I want to direct the specific question to Paul so he gives you the answer you want the most. Why is this important to you now?
Just because I've been exercising more and eating better. You went through a period of eating a lot of bad food. As you know, everybody slips every now and then.
Sure.
So it just sounded like Paul, if that was his name, has it pretty dialed in as far as the science of exactly what you should be eating for optimum health. So I just...
So you
more information on his method.
Okay, you're looking for a few tips around what works, what he finds work with people he works with, kind of thing?
That's correct. So does he? I don't even know what Paul's background is or what services he offers. Or
yeah, Paul's a founder, head coach of Eating for Success. So he's got lots of experience. Do you want to, Paul? First of all, why don't we start with this? First of all, let's give him a few tips about, because it looks like he's interested in his health, wants to continue that. Maybe how can he continue with those habits, that kind of thing, or what kind of food you suggest he eat? How does that sound to you?
Good.
Go ahead.
Okay, so a couple of tips for you. Just chuck out everything that's white in your kitchen. All your white bread, your white flour, any white pasta that you have, all like that. That'd be one great way to go.
Yeah.
Another thing is a lot of all your protein sources that you're eating, all your meats. Make sure that they're low fat. So. You know, we want to avoid sausages. You want to avoid heavily marbled steaks, and you want to go to things like boneless, skinless chicken breast. Okay. A lot of fishes are really good. Those are some of the good things to go for. So there's a couple tips.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah.
So as far as fish goes, what I typically eat is ocean run salmon and ocean run tuna.
Yeah,
both in your good range.
Yeah, absolutely. The salmon has a lot of fat. It's a lot of good fat, but it's still kind of fatty. So you know, twice, three times a week max kind of thing. And the tuna, tuna's great.
Okay.
And listen, if you want to get, I don't know if there's, at the end of the show, we'll be saying this way of reaching Paul, but I don't know if you want some contact details right now, or you just want to listen to the end of the show.
I'm just about to walk into a job, so I'm going to lose you. So yeah, I would like some contact details. Do you have a website or an email?
Yeah, here's his email. You got a pen? Eating for the number four,
yep.
success at hotmail.com. Eating for the number four, success at hotmail.com.
Excellent.
Okay, what's your name?
Eric.
Listen, Eric, thanks for the call. And you have a good meeting.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks, Paul, for the call. Good. So you ask and you shall receive. So good. That's the way it's going to work around here. Asking some important questions. That's how you get answers to your toughest interview questions. Good. Or toughest career questions, that is. So good. We're now about to go to break. Man, we're back. We've got about 4 minutes left, Paul. We're just rolling along here nicely.
It's been great. Thanks.
Good. Okay, so we're back in just a moment. And when we get back, I will be asking Paul what I end every question or every interview with, what I call the graveyard secret. And he doesn't know what the question is yet. And it's a surprise question every single time. But I'm going to make sure that he's comfortable in answering it. And you're going to get the kind of answer you expect from Graveyard Secret. We'll be back in how long now? 44 seconds.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a job. I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically and uniquely designed to ensure that you land your dream job and nothing less. And we're claiming in this show that your dream job starts with your belly. Very interesting concept. I had Paul Koros, founder and head coach of Eating for Success, call me up, said I lost all this weight to work with all these individuals. I'm in the business of ensuring that people have optimal performance through their diet, and it can directly relate to careers. And I said, is that possible? I said, well, convince me. Nah. He's convinced me. Now he's on the air. And Eric, thanks for the call. Eric had some very basic questions around continuing good eating habits. And of course, good eating habits has an impact on your career. So, yeah. Okay, good. That's it. Now, before we get to, we're about a few minutes to the end of the show before I ask my final question. There's one last concept I want to just ask you here. How come it's always the food that tastes so damn good that is not healthy for me? What's your answer to that?
Because there's one of, most likely, because there's one of four things in it. Okay?
Oh.
There's four things in it that you love. Four things that you love and that kill your success with regard to your relationship to food. You ready what they are?
So you're saying if I eliminate these four things, I'm on my – it's a great progress?
It's a huge progress.
Oh, I like this.
Huge progress. And this is four things. And I learned these four things when I was when I worked in the food industry and how they tested food. I also worked in restaurants. And they put these four things into restaurants to make you love it.
I'm dying. Give them to it quick because we're going to move into our final question.
Sugar. Salt. Fat. As in you, any food, you put butter on it, you love it more, don't you? And then the last one, MSG, monosodium glutamate. Any one of those four, any food, and you'll love it more.
So you're saying, okay, great. So what you're saying is you'll love it more, but it's really bad for you. So if you're buying your food in a grocery store, don't buy anything with sugar, salt, fat, or MSG. I mean, there's good fats too, but that's a whole other subject.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of tough to do, and there's different ways to do it, but that's the crux of it.
Well, what we're going to do – well, of course, there's different ways. Obviously, that's you're in the business of doing that. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be giving some contact details to get in touch with Paul for those of you interested in finding out more information.
Cool.
It's 3:28. We've got 2 minutes left. In fact, we got a minute and a half. Here's the final question. It's called The Graveyard Secret. It's entitled Graveyard Secret because typically you would take this secret to the grave because it's so valuable to you. And if you were to share it with other people, they would become very successful, therefore taking success away from you. I know this is a scarcity model, but I'm just using it to build a hype of the question. So here's the question. What secret do you know about health and careers or health in general or careers in general that you apply in your life that often you would almost not tell people, but because I'm asking you so nicely, you're going to now share this gem, this number one gem with the listener so that they leave the show saying, oh my goodness, wow. What is it, Paul? What's your graveyard secret?
That's a tough one.
The kind of question.
Okay.
The kind of answer. I love this. We've had 25 guests. We've stumped four people. So you're not alone.
I got the answer.
Shoot, tell us.
High cocoa content dark chocolate.
Oh, I love you. Oh, the audience is going to love you for this one.
Yeah. Now, don't pig out on it. In fact, you can't really pig out on it. But the milk chocolates and all that are going to kill you. But when you're just famished and you can't stand whatever, or you're PMSing or whatever's going on, men too, I PMS sometimes. Just a little bit of dark chocolate makes all the difference.
I love it. So your graveyard secret is cocoa content dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Folks, you just ended a conversation about health around the subject of eating chocolate. I know this is going to be a popular show for you. So listen, I'd like to thank Paul Quarles for coming on the air. He's founder and head coach of Eating for Success, lost all this weight, works with a lot of people. I just found out that he offers free seminars. He's in the business of doing this. So if you're interested in more information about this, there's two ways to reach him and find out more about what he does in his program. 604 is the area code, 733-8691. 604-733-8691 is his phone number. If you wish to reach him electronically, Eating for Success, 4 as in the number 4, eatingforsuccess@hotmail.com. Paul, thanks again.
Thank you, Philip. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to find work you love, and today, of course, through your belly. So we'll see you next week at the same time, 3 p.m., where you'll continue to learn how to do what you love, and of course, always be unstoppable.
CITR Podcast Update. Number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno-peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now I'm just hooked into the world electronically, right, or yeah. Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem.